All right, welcome back. That was Worm with Witch Moon, The Infernal Masquerade, with good old Marty Friedman providing some very, very cool solos over top of that song. Before that, Worm with Blackheart. Before that, Warning with Watching from a Distance, which is such a downer of a song. I love it. That whole album's fantastic. It's very gloomy, kind of downtrodden. But really, really a great album. And again, as we found out last week, my love of the month of March really shines through when I play tunes off of Watching from a Distance. Yeah, I'm excited for it to not be March. It's just a gross month of weird weather. Not a fan. Anyway, moving on. So, I saw Megadeth last week with Anthrax and Exodus. Wicked show. That was my second time seeing Megadeth, second time seeing Anthrax, first time seeing Exodus. And Megadeth was phenomenal. Anthrax, I actually enjoyed their show this time around much more than the show I did back in 2023 in Toronto. Even though I think I preferred their set list when they played Toronto, the most recent show I saw, I thought the overall performance was better. And that's coming from someone who's not a huge Anthrax fan. I've never been a huge Anthrax fan. I don't dislike Anthrax by any stretch, but they've never been my favorite thrash band or American thrash band or even New York thrash band. But they're a perfectly good band. I have pretty much every single one of their albums. I think I might be missing Worship Music, which I think is the only one I'm missing. Everything else I've got, I've found, you know, used over the years, or like I got the, I think like Aftershock, the Island Years, I think it's called, which is like three of their albums. I found that for like $15 back, oh boy, a while ago. So I've ended up getting a lot of these albums over the years. My drum teacher gave me his original pressing of Among the Living back when I was like 13. And that was really cool, of course. Among the Living's a great album. But anyway, really great show. Exodus, I wish their set list was a little bit longer. They only played 6 songs, I want to say. And I'm not a huge fan of Rob Dukes on record. However, live, I have to say, he was a lot more enjoyable to listen to live than he was on record. So maybe I'll have to go give the Rob Dukes era albums another shot. And there's a new one coming out in a couple weeks now. Just to see, maybe I'll have a different take on it now that I've seen them live, because Exodus put on a great show. And of course, Megadeth, just, I love Megadeth. They're probably my favorite American thrash band, not including death thrash bands and stuff like that, because otherwise I might have to go with like Demolition Hammer. But Megadeth's always been like one of my all-time favorite metal bands, and they blew me away yet again. They played more songs than the last time I saw them. Set list was quite a bit different. I think 7 or 8 songs were songs I'd seen them play before out of like 16, so I got quite a bit of new material live, which was pretty cool. Anyway, that's enough of me talking. Up next, got Megadeth with Poison Was the Cure, Enslaved with Center, Horrid with Repulsion and Futureless Mind, and Extremely Brutal with Ritual Embalming and Frenzied Palpitations. The last 4 songs that I mentioned are all great picks for my good pal, the Grind Connoisseur, who keeps an eye out for all kinds of cool Canadian metal and grind and punk and all kinds of other heavy stuff on Bandcamp, just to help out the show, which is always appreciated. Anyway, here is Megadeth with Poison Was the Cure on Harmony Corruption. right, welcome back. That was Extremely Brutal. That's the name of the band, with Frenzied Palpitations and Ritual Embalming. Before that, Horrid with Futureless Mind and Repulsion. Before that, Enslaved with Center. And before that, Megadeth with Poison Was the Cure off of Rust in Peace. So, up next, got a couple tunes, actually, by Bathory. First off, The Sword. This is off Blood and Ice, as well as The Woodwoman / The Lake, also off Blood on Ice. I have been listening to this album a ton this past week, and Blood on Ice is a really interesting Bathory album, because originally it was recorded to be the follow-up album to Blood, Fire, Death. However, after recording about, I think, 60% or so of the album, or unclear, he might have recorded, Quorthon might have recorded all of the album in 1989, he ended up basically shelving it and going, you know what, I don't know if I should release this as the follow-up to Blood, Fire, Death. So, instead we got Hammerheart, which came out in 1990. Now, after Hammerheart and Twilight of the Gods, there was a couple other albums released by Bathory, Requiem and Octagon. Requiem is a surprisingly really solid, like, almost death thrash album by Bathory. Really, really cool stuff. And who in 1994 decided they were going to pivot to thrash metal? Like, that's... Quorthon did it for the love of the game, I guess. Anyway, Octagon came out. Octagon sucked. So, in 1996, which is 30 years ago, by the way, that's why I'm mentioning this album as much as I am, because it's the 30th anniversary this year, Quorthon decided he was going to revisit that abandoned album from 1989, Blood on Ice. And so he did so, and he ended up re-recording or recording new bits for about 40% of the album, but about 60% of it was original recorded material from 1989. So it's kind of this weird mishmash, and it kind of... It stands out in Bathory's discography because it came out after the Viking era kind of came to a bit of a close, and then it restarted later on with the Nordland 1 and 2 albums. But between Twilight of the Gods and Nordland 1 and 2, there was Destroyer of Worlds, Octagon, Requiem. So it was kind of a odd duck in the band's discography, to say the least. And it turned out really, really well. It's... It feels like the kind of missing link in Bathory's discography between Blood, Fire, Death and Hammerheart. And I'm not necessarily sure if I think it was the best idea waiting to release this till like 6 years after Hammerheart, because I think had this come out and then Hammerheart maybe released in 1991, I think... I don't know. I think it might have made the kind of transition towards the quote-unquote Viking sound a little easier for the band. Anyway, I'm getting into the weeds a little bit with Bathory's discography, but I've loved Bathory for years. Quorthon's clean vocals, which were used throughout most of the Viking era of the band, were never the best in terms of technical proficiency or anything like that, but Blood on Ice to me, and Hammerheart and Twilight of the Gods as well, they really just encapsulate this, like, deep sincerity, I find, that's so endearing, almost. And it makes it so, even though, like I said, the technical proficiency is not necessarily there. Like, he's not bad at his instruments or anything like that. His voice is not great when it comes to clean singing. It just works in the context of the music because it's just this, like, master vision of what Quorthon wanted to have recorded, and to me, I think that's really neat. I've always admired Bathory a ton. I think Quorthon was like one of the most creative people in metal. Him, Chuck Schuldiner, a couple other people, maybe Trey Zagthoth, people like that, Andy LaRocque, maybe, KK Downing, Glenn Tipton. Like, there's so much talent and just vision in this one guy, and that's something I've always really admired about Bathory, just the one man, for the most part. Sometimes there was other musicians, but for the most part it was mostly him just doing it all himself. And you know, he always zigged when everybody else was zagging, and zagged and everybody else zigged, and I don't know, I think that's something pretty admirable. So anyway, I'm going to be playing two tunes off of Blood on Ice. This is a concept album, by the way. If you get the physical copy of the album, which you should, because physical copies are always better, it actually gives you quite a bit of the story. It spells it all out for you, tells you all the characters, all that fun stuff. It's a pretty interesting story. I think it's a really cool concept album, and I believe this is the only full singular concept album, because Nordland 1 and 2 were kind of concept albums, sort of, I guess, but interconnected. This one stands on its own. And so I'm going to play some songs out of the middle of the album. So if you want to hear the full story, go listen to the full album. Listen to the full album anyway. It's a great album. After that, got Total Isolation, Canadian band. Shout out to my good pal, the Grind Connoisseur, for this one, with Vomiting Pit of Fog. And lastly, Black Braid with a tune off of their most recent EP that they just released, like last week, Celestial Bloodlust. So anyway, here is Bathory on Harmony Corruption. right, welcome back. That was Bathory with The Woodwoman / The Lake. Before that, Bathory as well with The Sword, both off of Blood on Ice. To wrap things up for the night, got Total Isolation with Vomiting Pit of Fog and Black Braid with Celestial Bloodlust. One of these is courtesy of my good pal, The Grind Connoisseur, like I mentioned before. And lastly, Black Braid with a tune off their new EP. Just wanted to say thanks for everybody listening tonight. Hope you all enjoyed the episode. Make sure you tune in next week for more Harmony Corruption. And hope you enjoyed the episode. It's not every day I get to open up a radio show with an almost 26-minute long song, so I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. Anyway, have a great night, have a great week. Here is Total Isolation and Black Braid on Harmony Corruption.